For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Although still in its infancy stage, a plan to build an 80-mile-long biking, hiking, and horseback riding trail across five counties in our listening area is picking up some key supporters. That proposed trail would start in Henderson County, move through Davis, Grayson, and Ohio counties before ending at Rough River Dam State Resort Park in Breckenridge County. The idea was discussed last night at a Davis County Fiscal Corp meeting, and joining us here on WKU Public Radio to talk about the plan is Davis County Judge Executive Al Mattingly.
The possibility exists that we could have a trail that would run from Audubon State Park in Henderson County through the city of Owensboro, tying into their green belt, the Dave Atkinson green belt, then utilizing some of the trails the county has put in that tie into that green belt, and generally following the direction of the railroad bed from here to Rough River. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to go on that bed. There are a lot of people who got concerned because a lot of that abandoned bed has been reincorporated into farms and has homes built on it. But it would generally follow the direction of that trail or where we could get easements. It would be on private land. Where we couldn't, it'd be on public land, right-of-ways along roads and those kinds of things.
Judge Mattingly, as we mentioned in the intro to our interview, this idea is still very much just at the starter's gate, so to speak. So what's next for somebody like you that supports the possibility of this trail? What do you do to make it a reality?
What we're going to do is all the county judges and mayors are going back to their community, set up meetings where they can gauge the support in their community. We've kind of formed a loose coalition of the counties involved so that we can apply for a federal grant. The federal grant will not be one with which we would use the money to build any part of the trail. The federal grant is actually a planning grant. It would allow us to look at the direction of the trail, location of the trail, and plan the junctions where we would connect. As an example, Davis County might connect with Ohio County at the Highway 54 intersection of the two counties. Henderson County, we might connect out on 60 West. So each county would be responsible for what goes on within their own county. Each city would be responsible for what goes on within their own corporate limits. It's a long-term vision. It's a long-term project. Many of the people that were there last night probably won't be around to see the completion or the conclusion. I know Judge Johnston did say that he looked forward to riding his bicycle from Beaver Dam all the way to Fordsville and down to the Davis County line. So,
And David Johnston is the Ohio County Judge Executive of one of the counties involved in this potential trail. But Judge Mattingly, you say that this is very much a long-range plan. Give me an idea of how soon this sort of trail could actually be available to the public.
Let me just give you something that you might apply. Remember I said you've got approximately 80 miles of trail. Now, some of the trail, like the green belt around the city of Owensboro, already exists, so it wouldn't have to be built. But it took 25 years to build that 15 miles of trail around Owensboro. 25 years for 15 miles. I have no idea what the timetable might be. But we'll work on it as money becomes available, and we'll do it in sections.
We've been speaking to Davis County Judge Executive Al Mattingly about a proposed 80-mile-long biking, hiking, and horseback riding trail that would cut through Henderson, Davis, Grayson, Ohio, and Breckenridge counties. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.